faith is precious. It's your weapon. It's your deliverance from self-pity. Hallelujah. It's your faith that connects you with God, so you know that God is with you. You don't have to beg anybody. You can come to this altar and pray out your destiny. You can come to this altar and get your breakthrough. You can come to this altar and the wisdom of God will come to you. Faith. Peter said, we receive this like precious faith. Is your faith precious? Is your faith precious? Is your faith precious? If I'm offending you, I pray that you get so offended. That you'll be so angry, you will do something. But if you get offended and don't want to hear what I'm saying, and all you have is hot air, hallelujah. I won't even finish it. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God. God paid for this thing.
Yeah.
For me to receive faith, he had to justify me as if I haven't sinned.
Amen.
And he put the gift of faith in me.
Amen.
So I can walk in the realm of God.
Hallelujah.
Can walk in the realm of God. Can obtain favor. I ask you again, how can a white man in America trust a black man he never knew, he just met, and fly his plane to Atlanta, Georgia, and leave it with us, and he hasn't gotten his money yet? These things are happening in front of you. Impossibilities are being made possible. It's an amazing thing. It is not only that he flew the plane here. David Clark is the number one headset for aviation in America. He gave me about four of them for free. He said, you can have it all. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There is something that you use. We use the word more, M-O-R, but you use it to connect to the nose wheel of the airplane and connect it to a tractor. You know, and we were about to board. I said, man, he said, yeah, you can have it too. They said it won't fit. I said, I know how it will fit. I told Ricky, get in the plane. I'll hand it to you. You pull it at an angle and get it in and then lay it. And it worked. I said, good, let's go. Because everything in aviation is expensive. I don't want to have to pay $2,000-$3,000 for that thing later on. I got it for free. Headsets for free. I opened the left engine. There's a baggage compartment behind it, and I saw all the oil he left there for free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I celebrate what faith produces. And it makes me want to walk by faith some more. If your life doesn't require faith, you're living at a poverty level. Not poverty of money. You're poverty of the spirit. You are living beneath your privileges. You are not in the realm of God's creation, the realm of God's supernatural power. The realm of testimony, where the power of God has lifted you above your money. I told you years ago, we went to a furniture show, and I saw the king rise bed, and I went to them. The guy said, no, we are not supposed to sell to anybody. It's only to businesses. This is a a commercial show for businesses, only, you know, Harvardies and all these people. Then all of a sudden he said, you know, something is making me.
Come on now.
Hey. I said, I know who the something is. He said, something's making me want to sell it to you. And he just wrote up the thing. At that time, that thing was $7,000 at Harvardies. I paid $1,500. When the tractor trailer man delivered it to my house, he was cussing like a sailor. He said, I don't deliver to homes, we only deliver to dogs. Who did this? I said, don't worry. He assumed that I did not have anyone to help deliver it. But by the time he pulled up, I had, I don't know how many guys ready. So he didn't know what else to say. We unloaded the thing, took it upstairs, and set it up. Hallelujah. Don't you see? If you walk in the realm of faith, you'll be shocked at what your faith can produce. The God you've been crying to and praying to that doesn't seem to answer you will begin to manifest himself. So when you are giving testimonies, people say, wait a minute. Is he making that up? Well, you don't have to wonder if I'm making it up. I have proof. The pictures you are watching, I took my house to the airport, and she took all them pictures. I can take you to Walt Daddy right now. I know they're closed. And we open the hangar, you see it standing there. Hey, watch this. I said, Lord, what should I name this plane? I need a number. I want to change the number. Now it's 210, November 210. N is November. 2106 K, which is kilo. We have that phonetic alphabet. Look at what he gave me. November 777 Romeo Hotel. 777 RH. Seven, you see? So by the time I give it a new paint, you will see the new number. As soon as we close, we'll apply for the change of number. 777 Resurrection House. Come on, beloved. I'm celebrating faith. May your faith become precious to you. May you stop feeling helpless. May you start celebrating the power of God. Your faith is an avenue for the power of God to show up in your life. You've begged enough. Use your faith now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. James 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, even though this is not part of my message, but I'll just read it. I'm not going to dwell on it. In goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the. You notice how these people use the word of God to support themselves. Say, see, you got gay clothing in the Bible. It doesn't mean homosexual clothing. It means that it is bright and nice, whatever. Not that the guy was wearing homosexual dress. Everything is stolen. The rainbow is stolen. It's Satan deceiving people. So now watch. And say unto him, sit down here in a good place. And say to the poor, stand down here or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves? And have become judges of evil thoughts. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Had not God chosen the poor of this world? He said that the poor of this world, God has chosen them and given them the gift of faith.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. You haven't heard what I'm telling you. He said that God has chosen the poor of this world and granted them the gift of faith. Because your faith is your out. He didn't give you money, but he gave you faith. So you can defy mammon, defy prejudice, defy hate, defy racism. Hey, faith, faith, faith. But if you don't have money, and then you refuse to use your faith, that's why God is not saying anything. And then the devil will come and be telling you, God don't love you. Look at what's happening for other people. He said he chose you. I don't want to make a doctrine out of it and say he chose you because you were broke. He said he has chosen the poor of this world and give them faith. He said he made you rich by faith. I pray that this word will get through, because I say it again, when I discovered it, I started celebrating that I'm no longer helpless. I can do something by my faith. I can believe God for what I don't have. I can believe God no matter. Don't you see what I told you? When I received that $1,000 gift from a viewer of the Voice of Resurrection, that said, I said to put their hands on my hands on TV, and they put their hands on mine, and the glory fell on them, and they burst out speaking in tongues, and they sent me $1,000. The first thing that came out of my mouth, I said, my God, this is how I'm going to overcome all prejudice against me, all the roadblocks they've placed against me. I'm going to, by the glory, by my faith, the people that are touched by God through my ministry will not remember that I'm African, or that I'm black, or that I'm green, or that I'm yellow. They will know that they touched the hem of his garment. That this man is in touch with the throne. I was broke, and God came and started teaching me these things. And without any outside help, he produced these miracles. That's why I can talk about it, because I know if you follow what I'm teaching you, you will get to your own testimony. Hallelujah. I told you, Jesse the planter says, don't you know what testimony is? And we said, no. He said, after the test, you get the money. Somebody was talking to me and said, well, we've been faithful to the vision the Lord gave us. It's just that we just don't have the money. I said, you have so much to learn. It's just that your pride is not allowing you to see. Amen. I said, glory and wealth go together. Amen. But Jesus says, I'll give you keys of the kingdom. Not keys to the kingdom. He is the key to the kingdom. You're already in the house. But you have to access the rooms. You are given the keys to unlock doors. You've learned the decree. Now you're learning relationships and how to operate them so they will be an asset to you instead of a hindrance. You're learning to stop getting even so God can cause your pain to become a breakthrough. These are keys of the kingdom. To release the power of God to work for you. I told you when we went through a church crisis and half of the people left me. And I came and stood here. I have witnesses in here. I marked the middle of the thing. But since this is how I stand here. And I started decreeing how things will go. And when I finished, I shouted amen. And just carried on like nothing happened. And everything I said came to pass. Come on, shout it out loud. I am no longer helpless.
I am no longer
helpless. I have faith.
I have faith.
I'm by my faith.
By my faith.
All things
are possible
unto me. In Jesus' name. Yeah, some of you caught it. That call for three. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what the decree says? I have expectation. Glory. Glory to God. I celebrate it. That's why I take people's hands and say, listen, it's tough right now, but don't worry about it. Keep going. You'll see the God of resurrection will show up suddenly. So because when I was so low and so down, all of a sudden he said, you passed. I said, I passed? I thought I was doing bad. He said, oh, no, you passed. I said, how did I pass? He said, you kept going. You kept going. That's why I preach it. And you think I'm just preaching. No, I'm telling you my life. I'm telling you what I've experienced. And what I'm telling you, if you're crawling, keep going. If you're limping, limp on. Hey, if you're crying, cry on. But don't you ever stop. Keep going. Now watch. He says, are you not then partial in yourselves and have become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, verse 5, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? He said, you're rich in faith. So why are you broke? You have wealth in you that are unused. You need wisdom. You notice what I just showed you with the airplane? That's wisdom. That I can still get my job done. Without bankrupting myself. I can slash the expense by 30, 40% every year. And in no time pay for that airplane. And then save up money to buy Eagle 2 cash. While somebody else will spend everything and say, well, I was just doing what the Lord said. But you like. You lack wisdom. You lack wisdom. That kills three birds in one, with one stone, not just one. For one, I get back flying. I used to use flying as a stress reliever. When things just get off, I just go to the airport, pick up an airplane, go air my head out, do some maneuvers, do some steep turns, 2 G's. You know, a 60-degree bank, you feel like the earth is pressuring you, you know, and I can hold it even around. Yeah? Or do stalls when you fly the plane until it stalls and starts falling and then you catch it back. Yeah, we learned all these things. I've done inverted flights where we're flying upside down. I've done spins and then you recover it. It's embarrassing. Watch, you are not paying the pilot to fly the plane. You're playing the pilot for emergencies. It's your skill to handle emergencies. That's what they test when you go to take a test. That's where you pass or fail. Not to do regular things. No, it's these emergencies. They fill an engine on you and ask you to glide and make the airport. And you're able to glide it there. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can do more than preach. Amen. Gotta face reality. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, watch. I don't know how I got over there, but for what it's worth. Verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? He said, what will it profit that man? You're claiming to have faith, but there's no evidence. You're not doing any work of faith. You're not doing anything. I told you, this man came to me years ago. He can see that the seed of God was in me, and I had a destiny. He said, son, 2 things. Don't let anyone create your world for you. He said, they will always make it too small. The second thing he said to me, he said, when you make your plans, make them so big that if God doesn't show up, you will fail woefully. But when God shows up, you will have a powerful breakthrough. I am still practicing it now. Look at the path that God has brought me. You give me a building, knowing that there's a 100-year-old law. The law was passed before I was born. These are old demons. But everything in resurrection is in the path of faith. Nothing comes naturally. I'm not doing it by money. I'm doing it by faith. And then the money follows afterwards. You hear me talking about, I want the businesses in this church to produce 2 million this year. Yeah. The more money we have, the longer we will live. We won't be so stressed out.
Amen. Amen.
I can get somebody that's okay, even though I'm flying, I don't feel like it today. Okay, you fly, I'll pay you. We'll go still take care of business. Because flying is not the main thing. Having the grace to raise the altars is the main thing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I am celebrating. When I saw the guy, he went and pumped gas and he was pulling the plane back before we got on board and took off. As soon as I saw it, I had the same experience I had when I saw it go on. I looked at Ricky and said, God has blessed me.
Amen.
God has blessed me. Again. Again. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. So when I'm telling people I'm carrying the covenant of blessing, you don't want the curse? Don't rebel. Get on there. Blessing will overtake you. God said to Israel, this blessing will come upon you and overtake. The blessing will be moving faster than you. Beloved, if you follow that testimony, you will see how wisdom and faith go together. We don't just obey the instructions God has given to us, but we get the wisdom from Him how to do it efficiently and effectively. Wisdom is the principal thing. I celebrate the wisdom of God that He gave to me that has chaperoned me through this 21 years where I've not had to raise any money or be in any financial crisis. Everything we are doing, whether we are paying for this Voice of Resurrection, blessing you, or we are doing Glory for USA, where we are going to all 50 state capitals, paying the two pilots and running a jet with the fuel and all the costs that go with it, I've never had to raise any money or ask anybody to do something so that we will stay on? Absolutely not. And now by the wisdom of God, we've acquired this smaller airplane that will reduce our costs of operation and help us get the jobs done still, but at a lesser level of expense. It's the wisdom of God. Did you notice that when I went to get that airplane that I booked a one-way ticket in support of my faith, and God honored it? You cannot talk faith. You actually have to do it. Sow into this land that faith is causing impossibility to become possible. Ministries that can do what we're doing naturally are people with 5,000 members and those kinds of things. Do you know how much it costs to run a jet? And we take it around this country every year, all 50 states, and pay for it cash and not raise any money. And we're paying for this Voice of Resurrection. And we're sponsoring outreaches overseas. How? Faith. How? Faith. How? Faith. It's time for your faith to activate. It's time for you to act on it. Get off your blessed assurance and put your faith in motion. Sow a seed today. Make a phone call today. Tell a friend about the voice of resurrection. Move in the direction of the miraculous. God will transform your life. Notice how we are open and sharing our testimonies. We are not afraid of criticisms of the naysayers or the attacks of the enemy. The more you attack, the more God blesses. The more you make noise, before long we'll come and collect the little breakthrough you have by the grace of God. But if you support it, if you pray for it, if you thank God for it, the same glory and grace will come upon your life and ministry in Jesus' name. Remember the word of the Lord. He said, who are you that judgeth another man's servant? To his master he standeth or falleth. Watch any minister that starts speaking against another minister, their ministry dies. They lose what they have. He said, dumbest thing to do. Amen. But learn from us to stay focused on what God has assigned you to do. Use your faith. God will respond. You don't need to, you cannot be dependent on people. You depend on God. God may use people, but God does not want you to trust people. You trust God. God will move on the people to support what you're doing. As is moving on you now to support what we are doing. We are sharing the information so you can understand why you need to get up and act on your faith and support the voice of resurrection. You are reaching millions of people in 40-something countries. You are reaching thousands of people in the Atlanta area. You are reaching them globally on YouTube. I was in Kenya watching the voice of resurrection. It's incredible. The internet has opened the world. Amen. And amen. Come on, act on it today. This is your clarion call for your breakthrough. We love you. We're praying for you that you will heed the call and invest in the voice of resurrection. Become one of the 1,000 partners that support this broadcast every month. Amen. We support other ministries every month. So we have paid our dues to be supported. This is your time to act on it. God bless you as you obey. In Jesus' name, amen. See you tomorrow.